Hold on, dude.
Hi, Thane.
All right, you there?
I'm here. You there?
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Thane. How's it going?
Good. Are you recording me?
No. I stopped doing that. I'm done with that.
All right. Have you been let back in the group yet?
No. No, they've disbanded.
They've disbanded?
I assume. I can't see them anymore, so I just assume that they don't exist anymore.
Who's they?
The group, the thing you're just talking about.
You were banned from the group?
Didn't you just ask me if I was banned?
Did Anna unblock you?
No.
Oh.
Doesn't matter.
Did you even listen to my question, or you just like, nope, I'm not back in?
Right.
What are you doing? Is this a bot?
A bot? No, I'm not a bot. Would you like to take our survey? I have something interesting.
Oh,
what?
Rash.
Huh?
Rash.
No.
We can talk about it.
Yeah, I'm sure we could. I don't have a weird rash, though.
Okay.
No.
A friend of yours has a weird rash.
Right. I'm calling for a friend of mine. Yeah. No, I...
Want to put it to Rose.
No. What?
Because she posted that picture of... I thought that's what you were going to say. You know, you got that thing going. Okay,
We don't... What are you talking about?
You know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mother-son thing you guys have. Anyway.
Anyway. Okay, that door's still open. It's a long walk. I'm going to drive all the way down there. All right.
That was a good story just then.
Yeah. So... here's something cool. This is totally
can't
not
wait.
Open. Okay.
Wow, this is going. This is like.
Have you heard of?
Wow, this is good suspense.
Yeah. Have you heard of?
I'll tell you one thing. I'm liking where you're going with it. So far, you're just like you're setting it up.
Why are you being so critical?
Knock it out of the park.
Why are you being so critical?
Gosh, I'm not being critical.
Yes, you are. You're being
saying, like this is like the perfect story setup. We've done all this like background and. I cannot wait.
So, have you heard of the guy called Larry Walters?
You're disappointing me. No, I haven't.
What? No.
Well, it's just not as exciting as you've made it out to be.
Because his name's Larry Walters?
I don't know. Anything that starts... Larry's are...
I know.
It's more like a rom-com. You know what a rom-com is?
Yeah, I know what a romantic comedy is.
It's not like the thriller sci-fi that I was hoping you were going to have for me. But I'll take a rom-com.
Okay. Take a rom. Yeah, this really, really, actually, this is a rom-com. I mean, that's the best way to describe it.
Larry Walters.
Yes, Larry Walters. He
coming of age story.
It's coming of something. He had this great idea that he wanted to soar through the sky. So he bought a lawn chair and strapped balloons to it, and he flew up in the sky. This happened back in the 80s. True story. The guy rose to, they estimate, around 16,000 feet. 16,000 feet. With weather balloons strapped to a lawn chair. I mean, you've heard of the guy, right?
What was the last thing you said?
You've heard of the guy, right? I mean,
no.
You haven't heard that this happened?
No, I saw an animated movie that sounds like it was probably based on...
Oh, Up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the movie Up...
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen the movie Up.
You watch cartoons by yourself?
Not by myself. I'm sure I watched it with somebody.
Oh, with William. Right.
So, in the movie Up, his house rose to around 7,000 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, like that was 7,000 to 8,000 feet above. That's how high they estimate his house, the house in Up, rose to. This guy went to 16,000 feet.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
That's higher... Than the tallest elevation of a Cessna plane. So Cessnas fly at like...
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's plus, insane. Was he interviewed?
Yes, he was interviewed. The guy, he made the news. It was a national story back in the 80s. This is what I don't get about it. There's two things I don't get about it. One, he says that his lawn chair cost $110. How do you spend $110 on a lawn chair in 1982 or 1984?
No, that's not something. That was a miss. That was a typo or something.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Okay.
like, it was revolted in multiple sources at slightly different dollar values. So, like, $110 or $109 in different sources.
Was it alien
sources.
Technology?
I don't know, but that's in a really expensive lawn chair.
Okay, what are you getting at?
That's just weird. That's
Hold
just
on,
weird.
I gotta check my map. Just wait.
And the other really interesting thing is that as he was launching, he didn't realize how fast he would accelerate in his launch upward. He thought it would be gradual, but he packed spares of certain things in case he dropped them. And something he packed a spare of was a pair of sunglasses. And his sunglasses fell off his face. And the people on the ground were worried. And he said, no, I have a backup pair. So he had two pairs of sunglasses with him, right?
They could hear him just go ahead.
They had walkie-talkies.
Okay, well, that's, you see, contact. Okay.
Yeah, well, how else are you going to communicate with the ground?
Well, the way that you talked about it, you want to envision from just yelling, but okay.
So, his ground crew was worried, but he's like, no, I have a backup pair of sunglasses. I'm fine. I can see. The thing he didn't have a backup, though, was to descend, he was going to shoot out the balloons that were above him, so that he could come down to the ground.
A BB gun?
Yeah, with a BB gun. But he only brought one of them.
Dumb.
And he dropped his BB gun also.
Dumb.
So, he had a backup pair of sunglasses. That's not a problem. But he didn't have a backup.
Well, you know, lawn chairs were $110 back then. BB guns were like a cool grand or two.
Right. But a pair of sunglasses was still just $5.
Yeah.
So this is just kind of funny listening to his story.
What podcast is this from?
But it's not a podcast.
So, but you listened to his story? Is it a book on tape? Is this an audio book?
No, I listened to it about it on a YouTube thing.
Okay.
It was a YouTube thing, so not a podcast.
Okay, so you didn't watch it because you were doing other things. Is that
no.
You saying that you did not watch it?
No, well, I mean, whatever. I watched it, but I listened to it also.
yeah, but do you see where I'm having a problem with how you phrased it?
I don't know why you always have a problem. Why can't you just let me talk?
Because you don't do it right.
I think I talk just fine.
Yeah, you do talk fine. You got a nice radio voice. It's just sometimes you don't include parts of the story that are needed. Like,
so what I don't get is, if you're gonna bring a spare or something, why not bring a spare BB gun? You know, why just bring a spare sunglasses? Why just a spare sunglasses?
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's messed up.
It is messed up.
So he dropped his gun, he's flying through the air, and he has 35 weather balloons above him, holding him up in the air.
Wait a minute, aren't weather balloons lifted?
How did he come down? That's a good question.
No,
how did he get down?
Weather balloons lifted. Don't they rise, but do they have helium in them?
Yeah.
I know that.
Right. The way that you said that is a question. Clearly you know that.
Well, that's how...
Hey, I gotta go.